Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Art Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I hope that everyone had an amazing Thanksgiving and lots of leftovers. Do you like leftovers?
I do. There's a lot of people that don't, but I actually really do. I think it.
Like a turkey sandwich.
Well, the flavors, I think they just develop even more.
Yeah, there you go.
After they've sat for a day.
I love to like make soup. It's getting chilly.
I like cold stuffing too.
Ooh, you like really?
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing I don't really love, cold stuffing.
I
like it really crispy and hot. Mm. But then after
I like
that,
it that
I'm
way
done.
Too.
Yeah. How about you, Tom? Do you like any
Always
leftovers?
Good.
You like leftovers?
Everything's good.
There you go. All right. Well, I am so glad that you are all here with us. And of course, again, I hope that everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving. And I hope that you got to spend some meaningful time with your family and all that great stuff. And again, for anybody that's just joining us, we are the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life right here in the 805. And of course, I'm Kim.
I'm Chad.
And of course, we've got Tom here. And again, I always like to start my show and, you know, kind of share something warming for the holidays. And of course, I hope you will like this too. Don't think about what might go wrong. Think about what could go right. You got to kind of like that half empty instead of half, you know, half full instead of half empty. So again, don't think about what might go wrong. Think about what might could go right. So again, we have a great show for you today. And of course, we've been here since 6 o'clock. And I know probably people are sleeping in after the big, you know, weekend.
No, they're not. They're
shopping.
Actually,
I know. They're probably not even listening right now because they're out there, right?
Or they are. They're driving from the next location because yesterday was Black Friday.
Yeah.
And the specials are still out.
And it's Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday's coming up. But you do that from your computer.
I know. You can sit in your pajamas or your underwear and still do it there, right? So anyways.
I guess if you sit in your underwear.
Okay. I know. Don't even look at the thought. Okay. Gosh. Anyways, we have a great show for you. I do want to remind anybody that our phone number here to call in to win all these great things are 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And when you call in, leave us not only your name and number, but your email so that we can put you on our list. And that list is for our mailer that goes out, our newsletter that goes out every single week. And you kind of learn a little bit more about me. I'm blogging in there every week and some of my thoughts and my things that I'm putting together for my book. So I'd love to share that with you. But not only that, you find out about all of our great events that are happening and our all of our guests that are happening with a link to where you can find their book or, you know, everything about that. So we'd love to share that with you. Also, if you're on Facebook and follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. Also, if you want, you can download our show on our podcast, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. So again, there's just lots of ways that you can take us with you. Bless you. So a little sneeze there. But anyways, if you have a business, we're going into the new year here shortly, and we would love to work with all of you out there. So again, if you have a business or an event that's happening or you want to just talk about how you can be a part of our show, we'd love to hear from you. And you can call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, or go to kimpaganoshow.com or email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Our first guest today is Shira Block, and of course, her book is Limerence, and it's a psychological journey. Also joining us today is Jay Fox, and we're talking about his film, The Endless Summer. So we've got a great show for you today. And of course, I do want to remind you that we've been here since 6 o'clock. And so I'd love to share that with you. Let's do some of our giveaways.
Yeah, we have some great giveaways. We'll start first with Paw Works has Applause for Paws this coming Wednesday at the Civic Center Arts Plaza Shure Theater starting at 7 p.m. It's a Season of Love musical event, an event for all ages. This fun-filled performance produced and directed by Conejo Players Theater will be a holiday celebration of all the homeless shelter animals saved in 2016 by Paw Works. Applause for Paws is a unique, fun evening showcasing the musical and dance talents of Conejo Players Theater actors. A special performance by Aralist Julie Auxier and a VIP entertainment provided by High Gregorian, son of the acclaimed artist Euros. You can get tickets at pawworks.org. Also, we have Conejo Players Theater is doing Sideshow now until December 11th. Sideshow is based on a true story of Siamese twins Violet and Daisy Hilton, who become stars during the Depression. Sideshow is a moving portrait of two women joined at the hip whose extraordinary bond brings them fame but denies them love. And then also, starting next weekend, we have Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair. The social event of the year and world's largest wine walk is back. The Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair will once again return to beautiful downtown Ventura on Saturday, December 3rd. The most magical day in Ventura will kick off with the Holiday Street Fair starting at 12 p.m. till 8 on the 400 and 500 blocks of Main Street with vendors and live entertainment, shop artists, crafters, nonprofit organizations, commercial and food vendors. You can win tickets to all three of those events right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Thank you. That was a mouthful, huh?
Yeah, but I didn't stutter that time.
I know. You're good. You're getting there. All right. Well, let's bring our first guest on. Shira, are you there?
I am.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are.
You too.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm sitting here looking at your front cover. That's probably why I said, sitting in your underwear. I don't know why, but I love your book. I love what your cover. It's be careful what you tell yourself. And so many of us really aren't our own best friends. And that's something I really talk about on our show, because you need to be your own best cheerleader, your own best friend. And so welcome and thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
All right. So my name is Shira Block. For the last 25 years, I've dedicated my life to helping people see their blocks and to change the lens they see the world through.
Mm-hmm.
My philosophy is, which is very similar to what you said when you opened the show,
right,
about the glass half full.
Right.
I'm not talking about idle optimism. I'm saying that we all have a lens that we see life through, and depending on the lens depends our life experience. And if we just shift it just a little bit, sometimes we can see the good, we can see the love, we can see a lot of things that at times we may not be seeing because of our cloudy lens.
Wow. Okay. And so, how did you learn all this? Are you, are you a therapist?
I am. I have my master's in psychology and counseling,
mm-hmm.
and I've worked with thousands of people. I've worked in the prison system. I've worked with the elite. I've worked with people from all walks of life. And I find that a particular lens is not, it doesn't belong to a certain group. It belongs to all of us. And we all want the same things in life. The details might look a little different, but we're all looking for happiness, peace, love, prosperity. And I think that we're more powerful than we know we are. And sometimes just looking at our patterns, looking at our lens, we can make some serious shifts.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I love that. What is limerence?
Limerence, the title of the book, is actually the psychological diagnosis of my main character. It falls under the obsessive compulsive disorder, but it has to do with love.
Okay. And is it a story about somebody?
It is. It's a novel.
Okay.
And it's a story. It's the journey of Jackie Baker.
Okay.
She's a woman who seems to have everything, wonderful life, wonderful husband, children, house. But the lens she sees the world through makes it very difficult for her to really see and feel the connection she has around her. And so the story is of her making decisions to try to find love, to find connections, but she does it in a very skewed way because of her perception. So she takes a secret job as a phone sex operator to feel connected with people. And through her journey, she actually begins to truly separate herself from people until she comes to the realization that maybe she's the problem.
Oh, so you think she's the problem?
Well, the readers will find, I'm not giving anything away.
Please
don't.
You'll
find out within two pages that her perception is skewed, but we get to watch her make mistakes that at times we all make.
Mm.
And we get to see her make discoveries and wake up. And I try to create a story that's beach read quality in terms of fun and fast moving, a little bit risque, a little bit psychological, but the message is the message that I always have, is that we're more powerful than we know we are.
I love that. Yep. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and of course we are right here in the 805 right now, and we're talking with Shira Block, and we're talking about one of her books. You have several, don't you?
I do. I've always written self-help books, more direct. And I thought it would be fun to create a story that people would have a great time with, but I could still get my message across.
Okay, I love that. And so I'm reading the back page here, and so this is all about Jackie Baker?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about her journey to find love, to find happiness, and to connect.
Okay, and so I'm just going to kind of clue my listeners in. So she likes to pretend. She pretends she's happily married to her handsome, successful husband. She pretends that she's the perfect mother to her two beautiful children. And she pretends that her secret job as a phone sex operator is noble and fulfilling. But after years of pretending, Jackie's life is about to unravel, right? And her husband maybe having an affair, her mother's skills may be less than stellar, And her new client with the alluring voice is about to send her spiraling as a line between reality and fantasy begins to blur. Jackie Baker becomes trapped in a cycle of obsession and lies. Now she either has to get out of her life or get her life back on track, or will it spin out of control forever? How many clients and patients have you worked with this kind of similar but different stories?
Well, this is a novel, so she's a little extreme, mm-hmm. but I would say probably close to 1,000 people.
I was going to say, because I'm a hair therapist, and I can't tell you how many people, you know, I always try to say, put your rose-colored glasses on, you know.
Or more, like what I say all the time to people is, all right, so this bad thing is happening, that bad thing is happening. Who's the common denominator? Mm. And are you having the same experience over and over and over again? What can you do just a little bit different to change the outcome?
Wow, that's great. Okay. So obviously, you know, we're going to have to read this book, okay? but I love that it's really, you know, the message is be careful what you tell yourself.
Right.
So that's kind of goes against what I'm saying as far as wearing your rose-colored glasses, because sometimes we can make a bad situation look better. But as a therapist, how would you, you know, what would you... what advice would you begin to say?
But I agree that wearing rose-colored glasses or looking for the positive is a great thing. I also believe that we need to be realistic sometimes and say, all right, what's really happening? What is my participation? Mm. And what can I do just a little bit different?
Right.
But I also believe that if you wear not just rose-colored glasses or you wear glasses that you see gratitude and hopefulness around you, then you'll seek it out. It's whatever you believe is what you find, and you validate those beliefs based on your, you know, based on your life experience. So going into the world saying this is going to be a great day, you're going to find evidence to support that. If you go into the world and say this is going to be an awful day, everyone takes advantage of me, you will find evidence to support that.
That's interesting. Describe catfishing.
All right, so one of the themes of the book is catfishing. Catfishing is I'm sad to say, is very common with all of the cyber dating. It's when someone creates a false persona in order to lure someone in, to get something to do something, you know, nefarious. So if someone is on a dating website, someone will create a false persona, whether it's for money or entertainment. But it happens, unfortunately, all the time. Even my own grandmother, she had her entire savings stolen when she was in her 80s by someone who pretended online to be in love with her.
Mm, wow.
It's not an unusual story.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay. Now, what I know that you probably deal with a lot of relationships and betrayal.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
All right, so... in the book Limerence, the main type of betrayal that I see or that I write about is emotional cheating. It's, you know, everyone understands what it, you know, what happens if someone has a sexual affair or has a full-on affair with someone. That's cheating. Everyone agrees. But in this society, we have this little crack open that people can deny what emotional cheating is. And emotional cheating has even a worse impact on relationships, and it doesn't have to culminate in an affair, but it's when a relationship with another person drives a wedge between the primary partners. So if someone's married and the husband or the wife is upstairs in the bedroom on the phone all the time talking to a secret crush, that's emotional cheating.
Mm.
And that creates a problem in a relationship, and the person who's being cheated on, many times they think they're crazy. Their spouse is right upstairs. They're not doing anything wrong. But the truth is they know something's going on.
Well, because we always have that gut.
Yes.
Right? That instinct. And trust that instinct. Yeah. All right. Will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to dig a little deeper into this.
Great.
All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're so glad that you are here. I'm sure that and I hope that you had some really good quality time over the last weekend and just moving into the holidays right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. You want to do a shout out?
Yeah, we have the Holiday Art Market next Saturday. You know, we're getting ready for the holidays and you want something unique. They have painting, sculpture, ceramics, collage, weaving, you name it. Shop for unique holiday gifts created by our local residents and artists. It's Studio Channel Islands at 222 Ventura Boulevard. You can call them at 805-383-1368. Go out there. Free parking on Elm Street and Ventura Boulevard. Fine arts, fine crafts. You'll have a great time.
There you go. And, you know, it's interesting. I was out there a couple of weeks ago, and they were painting all the chairs red. And they're doing, like, almost like Words with Friends, Chairs with Friends. And what a cool idea. And so there's just so many great things out there. It's kind of a hidden gem. Not only that, is they have cocktails and comedy out there once a month. And so it's really just a unique place over at Studio Channel Islands. And, of course, that's right there on Camarillo on Old Ventura Road, Old Town Camarillo right there. So, again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Let's give something away.
Yep, we have Bee Gees Cafe, a favorite in downtown Oxnard, located at 428 South A Street. Also, Famous Dave's Barbecue, located at 277 Seaglass Way. And let's just throw in Laura Fish House, located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. Call right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you.
There you go. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
To all of our great sponsors. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audience, bringing together the local talents of amateurs and professionals who share a passion for theater since 1994. Learn more at www.elitetheater.org. The Law Offices of Douglas H. Ridley. I hope you never need to call, but if you know someone is in trouble, Doug Ridley would be the one to call. His number is 805-208-0710. Douglas Ridley is a former deputy district attorney and your Ventura criminal defense attorney for solid defense when you need it most. Learn more at VenturaCriminalDefenseFirm.com. Ventura Water. Dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Are you doing your part? Visit www.cityofventura.net/.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. And we got lots of stuff that we've been giving out. Call us 805-419-0008. And did we give any winter wine walk, Ventura winter wine walk
we
yet?
We did.
Okay,
we
holiday fair. So
but you know what? Let's give a shout out to Carl.
Okay, yeah.
Carl over at Ding Masters. With 30 years in business and still counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call right now at 805-644-4521. That's 644-4521. Or visit them at dingmasters.net for anything from small ding or major insurance.
Do you have a new car right now, right?
No, it's used.
Okay.
I mean,
do you have
I drive
any dings?
I do, actually.
You should go check it out. I'm serious. He's so good. It's like a very simple process.
I will call Carl.
I know. Call him. You'll like him. So anyways, in fact, he's going to be on and we're going to share hopefully his story. It's a heartbreaking story. But anyways, we're talking with Shira right now, Shira Block, and we're talking about her book, one of her books, Limerence. And how did you get that name, Limerence?
Well, Limerence is the psychological diagnosis of my main character.
And what?
Go ahead.
No, what does that mean?
All right, so the actual definition of limerence is an obsessive infatuation with another person, so much so that it can interfere with the ability to see life and relationships clearly.
Mm, that's interesting. I've never heard of that. Okay. So we were talking about, non-sexual cheating is still cheating. You agree, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes it's even more damaging than a quick affair.
Okay. When you say a quick affair, is that...
I think she means sexual affair.
No, yeah, physical. But is that accepted? No.
No, absolutely not. But emotional cheating tends to go on right under the partner's nose. It tends to go on for months, if not years, and it makes the person being cheated on question their own intuition, themselves. It's a total breakdown in their sense of self.
Right.
It does a different kind of damage. Mm. I mean, they're both not great for relationships, but emotional cheating really, really does a different kind of damage.
Right.
Makes you not trust yourself.
Right. And which is the worst damage you could do, because if you don't trust yourself, how are you ever going to trust anybody else?
Exactly.
It's almost like your meter's off.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
So is there hope for a relationship after... an emotional cheating or a sexual cheating or?
There is. There's a couple of pieces that need to happen. One, the person who did the cheating has to come clean with everything that the cheated on spouse or partner wants to know. Can't hold anything back, because the person being cheated on will fill in the details, will make things up, and they could possibly spin. The second piece is there has to be an open communication, and you can't expect your partner to get over it in your timetable. If it takes a month, if it takes a year, if it takes 5 years, it can't be, didn't we already discuss this? I can't go through this again.
Yeah, I get that. And now, I mean, it's got to be like, this is going to go on until it doesn't go on.
Right. There's a way to deal with it. It doesn't have to be 100% of the relationship, but there has to be some sort of agreement, even weekly, we can talk about this, and then we live our lives the rest of the week. But there has to be an open communication to reestablish trust.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And obviously, do you deal with couples?
I do. I tend not to like to do couples therapy, because sometimes people just need to be heard. And as a therapist, whoever needs the most help in the moment, my tendency is to focus my attention on that person. And sometimes the person suffering, who isn't the worst, gets neglected.
Mm.
And I don't do it on purpose, but I tend to gravitate towards who needs to feel safe, who's suffering the most.
Right, right. And now, where are you located?
I live in Western Massachusetts in Wilbraham.
Okay. So now, how long have you been practicing?
For about 20, 25 years.
So in 25 years, has it gotten worse? Has it gotten, what's changed?
It's the outlets for cheating are much more creative and interesting.
Mm.
Now with the internet, emotional cheating is much more obvious. And we have We have access to internet porn. We have access to dating websites. We can do so many things right from, you know, our home office or right from our own living room. And so I think it's people feel more isolated and there's more options to play out bad behavior.
Right. Now, let me ask you, is this more prevalent in men or women, or does it matter?
You know, I haven't noticed that one person, you know, one gender does it more than the other. They do it differently. I found just in my own practice that the men aren't emotionally cheating in the same way, but they have habits or hobbies that serve that same purpose. Like I have one couple who the husband, wonderful guy, but he spends 5 hours a day playing video games or games on his computer. I consider that a form of emotional cheating because it's alienating the primary partner. I have another client whose husband watches a lot of pornography. Is it cheating? No, but it is because it drives a wedge between the intimacy of the two partners.
Wow.
And so women are more, at least from my practice, I've seen that women might have an online connection where they talk and tell about their day and they share fantasies.
Right, right. And now, if somebody came in to you, a couple or, you know, a person that their spouse has cheated on them, what would you tell them? What would be the keys to stay in the relationship or the keys to leave the relationship?
The main thing is, you know, the piece I always look for with any couple is, do they have a basic love and respect for the person? As soon as the person feels disdain or disgust for a partner on an intrinsic level, then I really hold little hope for staying together. But what I ask each couple, you know, each person, whether I'm seeing them individually or together, is, do you want to work on this? And how hard are you willing to work on this?
'Cause it's hard work, isn't it?
It's really hard to get over a betrayal of any kind, especially from the person we trust the most or we want to trust the most.
Mm-hmm. And now, how many of your relationships that have been, betrayed, how many have worked through it?
You know, I don't know how to give you a statistic, and it wouldn't be a fair statistic, because the kind of work I do is very behavioral and very goal-oriented.
Uh-huh.
I don't do a lot of, people don't come to me to vent for 10 years. They come to me and say, what do I do?
Right.
And so my practice is geared towards behavioral psychology as opposed to, you know, analytic or emotional.
Right. But in you know, a handful of couples that have had, betrayal in their relationship, is there a good chance that they can work through it if they both want to?
Yeah, if they both want to, they can absolutely work through it. It is not a death sentence for a relationship at all.
Okay.
It's wanting to is what makes the difference. I've had couples come to me, and I'll say, well, how hard are you willing to work? And one person says, I'm not willing to work at all. He's the one who cheated.
Right.
That's not going to work. I know that relationship can't work.
Right. Right. Now, this book that you wrote, Limerence, okay, do you recognize a client in there?
I don't want to say it's a composite, but it's a trend. It's funny, you're stumping me because it's not really a client, but this person I wrote about, Jackie Baker, my main character, a lot of her traits are so common in a lot of people.
Really?
But because I wanted to make it fun and interesting, you know, I gave her like a sexy job, I gave her a rich, handsome husband. You know what I mean? I added things to make it fun to read.
Embellish the whole story. I think I know a lot of people that are very similar to this, you know, maybe take off, a few things, but there's something that's missing inside of, you know, somebody else's story, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So leave us with one tip that we can, you know, I always like to look at the brighter side. Leave us with one tip that we're going to share and get from your book.
Is that in any given moment, we can change our trajectory by simply changing how we participate with people, if we approach people open-hearted, even if you've been arguing with your mother for 40 years, mm-hmm. if you change your way of participating, the argument will change, the relationship will change. Mm. Not necessarily the person, but you can improve the quality of your experience by improving your own heart, your own generosity, and your own ability to forgive.
Right. Well, I love it. And again, where do we find your book?
You can find Limerence by Shira Block at any retailer. You can go right to Amazon. There's a lot of other books titled Limerence because it's a common word.
Right.
But make sure you look for Shira Block. It's a fun read and still has the depth that readers who probably listen to your show because you do such beautiful work.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thank you so much. And please share our show with everyone. And I look forward to send me your other books. And I'd love to have you back.
I would love to, and I will send them off to you.
You got it. You have a really great rest of your day, and thank you so much for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Our next guest is Jay Fox. We're going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk with him about the endless summer. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here and in the 805. Our next guest, Jay Fox. And of course, we're going to be talking about the endless summer. And Jay, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome.
Hello there, Kim.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic today, thanks.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what we're doing.
Okay. I'm born and raised Southern Californian. Mm-hmm. My entire history and background is pretty much product development, ex-Disney, ex-ESPN, and we create some very unique products and items. And one of the things that we are celebrating now is the Endless Summer Film. Mm-hmm. It's celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Right.
Of its global release from 1966.
Wow.
And with that, we created a one-of-a-kind book and collection that has never been done before by the Bruce Brown Films folks. And it includes some amazing content and photos and stories and insights and replicas and reproductions unlike anything anyone has ever seen for this film.
Wow. And now, tell us, tell us, like, who's going to be in it, and tell us about the film.
Okay. Well, the film goes back to actually 1963, when Bruce Brown, a Southern California guy, was into surfing and filming surfers mm-hmm. here in Southern California.
Right. Was it actually filmed in Malibu?
There's been parts of it was filmed in Malibu, absolutely. Some of it was filmed in Northern California. And it literally was, he took a trip around the world with young surfers, fairly well-known surfers, and they went all over Africa, went over Tahiti, New Zealand, Australia, Hawaii, literally going around the world in search of the perfect wave and in search of summer around the world, going from California east.
I love it. I love it. My son, both my sons actually surf, and I know a lot of people that that surf, and this is great. And of course, you know, endless summer. Whoever wants the summer to ever end, right?
So right. That, so right. That's, right.
Yeah. Now, are you a surfer?
I'm an older surfer, yes, from Culver City and El Segundo down here in the South Bay.
Ah.
A little bit older, and knees are not as good as they once were.
Okay, okay. So where can we, and why is this so special to you?
Well, growing up in Southern California and just the whole lifestyle and the culture, Bruce Brown, the filmmaker, just brought surfing to the world and brought beauty and traveling and culture of surfing to different parts of the world, places that had never surfed before, had ever seen surfboards before, parts of Africa. So we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of kind of what Bruce Brown did, kind of cutting edge and kind of blazing the trail of filming surf and underwater surf and camera work. His son, Dana Brown, is actually the author of the book, and he's also done a number of surf movies himself. And together, we've created this collection. We actually have replica maps of the actual map that they use to travel around the world. We have film strips, actual film strips from the original print film that they showed at film houses around the country. And each individual collection gets its own individual original film strip, 5x5 and 5 frames. No book is the same, and actually literally owning a piece of history.
That's interesting. I love that. Wow, very cool. And now where do we buy these, or how do we get these?
Well, it is everything is, because it's such a limited edition, that your film global release was 1966, so there's only 1,966 units being produced and sold,
okay.
Each hand numbered, each hand signed by all the principals in the film, very unique. We are selling them online. It is live right now at EndlessSummerBooks.com. That's plural, EndlessSummerBooks.com. Each sells for $695. It is a higher-end, very extremely high-quality coffee table book, one in a lifetime. If you are over the age of 50, you have any surfing history in your life, and you have an outside adventure in your soul, this is the ideal book for you.
What a perfect thing for the holidays right now. Yeah.
Are you
a surfer?
No, but I remember seeing the movie when I was a kid, and it's a little ways back now. But a couple of things, and you were talking about the native surfers when they found these guys. I remember there was one, and he was like the tribal leader, and he stood up like his fourth or fifth time out, and everybody was in awe of this guy.
His gift, and it was like, boom, done.
Yeah, and it was the great thing about the movie is, one, even if you don't surf, it's a travelogue of some of the most beautiful places on the planet. And there was another surfing thing where I remember it was just this break where you could be on the board for like, it seemed like 5 or 6 minutes. And it was just this terrific break line. And again, even if you don't surf, watching this movie, you're in awe of what these guys do. And this goes back, you know, everybody talks about Mavericks and stuff like that now, but this was like the organic, let's just go out and do it and find it.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, very well said. It's so neat. Those scenes, by the way, that scene that you're commenting on is called Cape St. Francis in South Africa.
Wow.
Where it literally was an unfounded, unsurfed, never surfed before, and it literally was the perfect wave. It lasted, you can be in this, it was wave after wave, aesthetically gorgeous, almost boring. That's how beautiful it was, because it was consistently the same every day. And they would surf for a minute and a half to 2 minutes in the wave. He was almost running out of film, going, you know, right to left and left to right. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
So,
how has surfing changed from back then?
Well, I would say that this particular film was about, the perception. This is one thing that Bruce Brown was kind of adamant about. The perception of surfers were, you know, surfers in, you know, their shorts and their shirts and, you know, they kind of hanging out at the beach, versus they wanted to change kind of the perception of surfing and the surfer. So when they started their journey out of Los Angeles airport, they literally wore suits, coats and ties on their plane with their surfboard to change perception of the surfers, respectful, responsible, good looking Southern California kids going around the world, and they were perfect ambassadors for the sport. And then they engaged various different people in various different cities, countries, and cultures, and educated them about surfing. And they went out, as was mentioned, to teach people how to surf. And the tribal leaders went out, they stood up. And then when they actually left, the kids were actually pulling siding off their houses and wood boards to kind of, you know, mimic what a surfboard looked like to keep trying surfing after the guys left.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, really cool. I do want to share with anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Jay Fox, and we're talking about this collection. And, of course, it's a 50th anniversary commemorative, but it's a box set. And, of course, we're talking about The Endless Summer. And now, I mean, what a perfect gift, you know, for – it's interesting. I just lost a really close friend, but he took my daughter surfing. Him and his son surfed, and he took my daughter surfing. And, you know, it was before they actually used the, they still use the hard surfboards. And she was learning, and she had braces, and oh my God, her braces went through her lips, you know? And talk about, here you are totally trusting your friend, you know? And he's like, I'm so, like, they left the board there. They were like, oh my God, I don't know what to tell your mom, you know? But surfing is a whole different, you know, it's such a beautiful thing that you can do and share with so many people. And I've got some great, you know, surfing stories. You know, that was obviously one of the sad ones, but lots of friends that surfed, and you know, it's right. Just it's kind of like being with a bunch of people by yourself,
right? Yeah. I have to say, you know, you had asked about how it maybe shaped what's changed and evolved in the culture. The evolution of surfing, especially here in Southern California, we have some of the largest surf companies in retail. You know, there's some large retail companies, surfboard companies, apparel companies, all, you know, heralding here in Southern California. And, you know, that mindset of California Beach and the Malibu and the blonde hair, the blue eye in the summertime, it, you know, that there was some of that in film, but it was really the authenticity and the genuineness of the surfing culture really drove, you know, an industry of music, an industry of film, an industry of apparel and clothing.
Right. It was a way of life.
Yeah, it's a way of life. And then obviously it evolved into surfing and other or skateboarding and other adventurous things. But it was really, that was, you know, some of the genesis of that movement was Bruce Brown and The Endless Summer and what they did traveling around the world with that film, and still considered one of the most, if not the most iconic surf film ever made 50 years later.
And the thing that was funny too about music, bands that didn't even surf wrote surf songs because they knew they'd become hits.
Right.
And that was such a big, big deal. And when we used to go out, there's like three things I can think of. I jumped out of a plane once, and I caught a wave once, and I did something else once. But it's not that type of, I did a couple of times. I have kids. But there's a sensation of being pushed by a wave that until it happens, it is, and you think, well, what's the big deal? It's so different. When you get in a wave the first time, and you, it's another one is pole vaulting. When you get the bend in the pole, it is one of those moments where you go, oh, and surfing definitely had that. And you can see why it becomes like an obsession and a disease. Kids cut in class, doctors going out, people getting reports, you know, because you're inland. You get a report, waves are good, you just jam to the beach.
Oh,
and that's it.
Yeah. Right. My son, one of my sons has it on his, you know, on his phone.
Well, now there's an app for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, but definitely. So again, Jay, where do we find all these great things? And again, you said they're $695 right now, right?
Correct. There's a very limited quantity. There's 1,966 units. There's $695. You can go to endlesssummerbooks, that's plural, .com. You can see the entire collection. I mean, it is an amazing book written by the son of the filmmaker, Dana Brown. And it includes, we actually have, you had mentioned that famous surf location with the perfect wave. Well, we actually have flip books, part of the collection. Old school flip books were famous scenes in the movie that you can recreate flipping through pages. We have actual postcards from 50 years ago that they used to send back home, letters written, reviews from different, you know, New York Times, and Hugh Hefner wrote reviews on, oh my God, what a film 50 years ago. And we have tickets, actual raffle tickets and tickets that they had at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium when they started filming or showing the film to high school students. It sold out. Every show was sold out, playing weeks on end. We have replicas of those tickets.
Jay, and they, what is it that you are, so are you a promoter?
No, I am the executive producer of the whole book and collection, and I'm the publisher, Franklin Joseph Publishing.
Okay.
Another thing that changed in surfing is women.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was a, it, now you've got, you know.
Tons of women out there now. Yeah, where it was just a men's world.
Yeah, completely changed, like you were saying, with the apparel and the reintroduction of all that and the competitions that we have up and down the coast. I mean, what Mavericks has, a ride the biggest wave and you get a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah.
And these are big participation in viewing sports.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, one thing that Kim, we haven't spoken about is just the iconic poster. The poster of the film is worldwide, globally known. It's in the Smithsonian. It was the artist, John Van Hammersveld, really introduced just the iconic image with these day glow colors. And it continues to be in college dorm rooms across the country.
Wow.
And people reference that all of the time. It's kind of, that is the endless summer. Just the mindset and the culture is just a beautiful thing. And
we're
just trying to commemorate that.
Well, I love your passion. And I love that you were able to share that here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, that is the brighter side of life. You know, I mean, I know so many people that they wake up as early as they can and, you know, and get out there and start their day in a positive way here on the ocean. So, Jay, I thank you so much for sharing this. Again, can you let my listeners know how they can learn more about this and purchase one of these?
Yes. It is EndlessSummerBook.com, the name of the film, book.com, and it's available now. We're going to be shipping in the next probably month and a half to 2 months, so it is going to be going relatively quickly, and we hope you to check it out and purchase if you can, but at least appreciate what we've done because we pulled together an amazing 50-year commemorative piece.
I love it. I love it. I really do. And I love your passion. And of course, that, you know, when you see other people doing what they love doing, it just makes you feel great. So I'd love to see that. So thank you again, Jay, and I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. You take care. Have a great afternoon.
You too. All right. Gosh, we've got a little bit left, right? And we're going to take a really quick break.
We can take a break, too. I'd say the three films that changed, The Endless Summer was huge for surfing. Pumping Iron for bodybuilding with Arnold and the crew just blew that up and made Venice and Gold's Gym. And then the other one was a motorcycle movie called On Any Sunday.
Which
got every kid in the world to buy a dang mini bike and then roar up from there. And it just, motorcycle racing was everywhere in Southern California.
You know, my son races go-karts, okay? They never had a go-kart movie, you know? It was.
We'll have to work on that.
I know. I was going to work on that, but now he's like on his way to NASCAR. So I'll just have a NASCAR movie, right?
I guess that's what? That Thunder movie.
Thunder way under. I'm only kidding. Fast and Furious, right? Fast and Furious, those ones.
No, the one with Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Thunder.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was my husband's favorite. I kind of liked watching it too. Anyways, I know
Tom Cruise Thunder something.
Oh God,
we'll
Google it.
We'll go. There you go. All right, stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show. Kim's over here, like, just moving around things.
I know. I was like, you know, I was like taken back here. Okay. Well, anyways, we are at the end of our show. We've got just a couple minutes. And, you know, since we are at Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for?
You know, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my organization. I'm thankful for my volunteers and just people who have just come together and really believed in me. You know, that's something that really kind of throws you for a loop sometimes when people believe in you, and not that you don't believe in yourself, but that's something that is
no,
really,
you got to have a support team. Yeah. I talk about that all the time, and I think that is so important. So.
And they let you be you. That's a pretty great thing.
Yeah. I love that. Well, I want to just say
you?
I am grateful for my journey in this lifetime. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful, seriously, for the time that I have my parents. I still have my dad, thank God, but the time that I had my mom, you know, you don't really think of those things until they're gone. And really, I am so grateful and thankful for having a voice here on my show and being able to have a voice for all the things that I can share in our community and just the people that touch my, you know, that touch my life. And so there's just so many things that I have an attitude of gratitude. And I say that, you know, I know it sounds more like a pun, but I wake up every day and know that every day is an opportunity that I can share something more. So I you know,
that's great.
Yeah. So again, and we need not to take our health for, you know, for granted, because, you know, you just never know when things are going to happen.
Take care of yourself.
How about you, Tom? You got a couple minutes, a second.
It would be my first family, which is my wife and my two kids. And then my second family, which is the listeners, which are terrific with their donations and how gracious they are helping us out with all the charities we work, especially from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Right. And I just want to say that's how I feel the same way. And you know, clients that I've had done their hair, all that stuff. Anyways, we are at the end of our show. And of course, I want to say thank you to everybody out there. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. We always end our show with a moment of happiness. Encouragance is oxygen to the soul. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here on the 805. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later.